Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Oh, there's a lot of people calling me tacky and weird online.
Come on.
Maybe I deserve it.
You know what? Internet haters. Come on.
So, where do I even begin? What do you think I should do? This is, I need this, an opinion here and see. I think I'm going to give up Christmas cards. And I have been dedicated to sending out funny, unique, my family in costumes.
Yeah.
Christmas cards for as long as I can remember.
They've been very good. There's a whole series of these things, different themes, sometimes, you know, timely with what's going on that year. Other times, just, you know, things that you came up with in your head.
We've been all dressed
up. It's nice. It's fun.
We've had a Run DMC Christmas.
One of my favorites.
That was a really good card. There was a year that we dressed up as the nativity scene. I went when baby Dakota was born and she was baby Jesus, and we were fully
you
in the barn.
You towed the line. You towed the line on that one.
I told you, my church loved it. They hung it up. They hung up the Christmas card. They thought they was good.
Quite an endorsement.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Every year, it's these elaborate things. We've been chased by dinosaurs, all kinds of things. And the truth of the matter is, it got expensive.
Yeah.
And not only did it get expensive to do Christmas cards, but my list got really big. And when you add in the cost of postage, it's like a couple $100s, if not more.
Yeah.
And it's like when you're already buying all the stuff for the parties and you're buying all the gifts, that the ones that Santa's not bringing, it gets really expensive.
Yeah, you look around and you say to yourself, where is a place that we could save some money?
Right.
Not only that, you know, the undertaking of it, as you said, like, you know, it takes an effort to go ahead and keep doing it at that level. And definitely this feeling of outdoing it every single year. You know, it's a lot of pressure at the end of the year.
And there's a whole article I read yesterday about how 56% of Americans don't do holiday cards anymore. And that it's a
I would feel like
it's
the number's
a dying
higher,
breed.
Really.
Yeah. But today, there's an article in the New York Times about the connections that we have to people in our outer circles. They call them the weak ties.
Mm-hmm.
These are the people that we don't talk to often, but they're on our Christmas list. Those are some of the most important people in your life, because if you ever lose a job or you ever, like, those are the ones that you should always have a constant contact with. And for a lot of people, the Christmas card is the only way you contact them every year.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it keeps you on the radar. And at the holiday season, when I receive something from somebody, I think to myself, oh, that's so nice of them to think of me.
And you think of them, right?
Yeah.
So my boss was like, why are you going to give it up? He's like, it makes people laugh when they open it. But it just seems like a lot of work and a lot of money. So I thought, so people don't expect cards from me.
Yeah.
This year.
Anymore.
Anymore. That I would put in my Christmas card, just as a heads up, this is our last card. We'll be emailing from here on out, and we will no longer be sending physical Christmas cards. And I don't know if that's tacky or not.
You're going to end up in somebody's spam folder.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I don't know.
I don't
find it heartbreaking. Like,
if I
you know
could,
what I mean?
If I could stick a note in there,
yeah.
I could say, let them know. But like,
I'd rather know.
FYI,
instead of feeling like I got cut from the list.
Well, right. I don't want people to think that I got cut, or if we dropped dead, or like, oh my God, Zap family dropped dead. We didn't get our Christmas
card.
There'd
be no other
year.
Way for them to find out, too, in modern times.
Absolutely. So I'm looking at some of these messages,
yeah.
And George Ann wrote, don't do that. It's just tacky. If you don't want to send them, just don't send them. Okay.
All right, George Ann. I mean, again, that seems, you know, that's even money right there. I don't know.
Lynn wrote, it's kind of weird because they'll know next year when they don't get one, or they'll think I died. Either one, Lynn.
Likewise.
It could go either way.
Yeah, they'll have to look you up on social or something. They'll be like, no, she's still alive, so I guess she just doesn't like us anymore.
Elena gets it. If you say that, people might think you're sick and be dead by next Christmas.
Oh. Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Even though every year I send out these elaborate Christmas cards and I have a huge list, I've decided this is going to be my last year because it's just too expensive at this point, and I think that this is a way to cut the holiday budget. Now, the question I have, Raven, is it tacky if I include in the Christmas card this year, just an FYI, this is my last year sending cards, so don't expect any more from me and treasure this last one?
I think I would appreciate getting that. I think I would want the note in my card, right? Because then I wouldn't feel sad about it next year when it didn't show up. Or, you know, I was questioning myself. Number one, are you still alive? Number two, do you no longer like me? You know, right. The regular stuff.
Of course. What do you think?
Girl, you can't. You have to keep going with the paper.
Oh, no, no. That's not fair. No. No, 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 no.
We're not. You have to. Those alligator arms out of those deep pockets.
What?
That
is not an option.
That radio money.
It's
so much
money.
Yeah, yeah, right. It's raining radio card money.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Some things just need to stay the way they are. But we can't fall into this whole new, you know, generation or the way of doing things. Like, I think that's just tradition. People put them up, and the way I hang them in my house, like,
but have you received the Zap Christmas card? Wait a minute. Have you hung it somewhere?
Rebecca, text us your address at 1-800-330-9999. I'm going to send you one of mine. I'm going to send you mine.
It's the opposite of saving yourself. Thanks for the call, Rebecca. Mike, what do you think here? Is Anna, should she put the note in the cards that says this is the last card ever? Savor it. Save this thing. Hold on to it. Or just send the card with no note?
I think she's done. Say, don't worry about sending them. I mean, if anything, people are probably going to reach out. Or if anything, you send it to a much smaller audience.
I just want to know if I should put the card in to let them know this is the last card.
I wouldn't do that. I would just send the card as is and just keep the magic alive one more time.
Hey, Andrea, what do you think? Should Anna send a note inside the card that says, last one, don't expect any more?
I think it would be just like a funny little note to send, because you never know. She might change her mind in a few years, but I really don't think anyone's going to care that much. No. The only people who care when I send them cards is like family. I don't think anyone's keeping track. Oh, I didn't get a card this year. But I think it'd be a funny note, even to put like a ha-ha, because you never know what to expect. Maybe send a picture of a help.
Okay. Thanks, Andrea. Andrea clearly doesn't have as cool cards as me. I'll run into somebody in the summertime.
Send a picture of the house.
Send a house. Here's my house. Here's what it looks like.
Yeah.
I live here.
I don't want your picture of your house, by the way, if anybody's thinking about sending me one. Don't want it. Yeah. Maria, what do you think? Should Anna include a note saying this is the last Christmas card ever?
I say don't send the note.
Just leave it a mystery. Just fade off into oblivion, and nobody will know what happened.
Between this year and next year, what if you change your mind?
I mean, listen, none of you are helping.
All of you are doing the same thing. They're all holding out hope that you're going to change your mind and bring it back again.
What if I do?
I can't deal with you guys.
If you send it back
the following year, I wouldn't want to be known as the nut job.
Right. I'm already known as the nut job, Maria. Trust me.
You guys are crazy. You're already crazy, both of you.
All right, I'm not going to do it. It's true. There's this article that's talking about how the outliers are the important people on your Christmas list. These are the ones that could help you find a job or help your family one day, the weak ties. So I have to keep mailing it to all 200 people. Oh, gosh.
If you call me a weak tie or an outlier.
You're a weak tie. Yeah.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.